Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city.
It is my testimony that the border is secure, and we are working every day, day and night, to increase its security.
Thousands of children are in physical danger, because of what you are doing. You should have resigned long ago. And if you cannot change course, you should be removed from office.
You're now paying $35 instead of $500 a month for that insulin. God love you, man. EIGH%.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN. Our number, if you want to be a part of the program, your calls at the bottom of this half hour straight ahead. I want to talk a little bit more about China. I've been talking a lot about China lately. I've been talking about their ambition to be the world's only superpower. And they're building a coalition, a new axis of evil, I call it. And that is an alliance between China, Russia, and Iran. They've been peeling away some of our top allies, like Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt. We now know that, in fact, that they don't have confidence in America anymore because they know that America pretty much doesn't have a leader right now. And they are betting that China is going to win this battle to become the world's sole superpower. And Joe Biden, what is he doing? He's visiting castles and sitting on a beach in Delaware somewhere. It's really scary. It's never been this bad. There's been no accountability when China, you know, takes a spy balloon and flies it all the way over Alaska airspace down the west coast of Canada into Idaho, over Montana, Kansas, Missouri, Kentucky, and off the coast of the Carolinas. Interestingly, looking at our military bases, and we now know sending back real-time information to China in the process. Joe Biden, of course, didn't have a clue. And then we shot down three other unidentified objects using $400,000 Sidewinder missiles, and we have no idea what we shot down. Makes no sense. They don't want the U.S. dollar to be the world's currency, and they're working against us. Never mind unfair trade practices. Never mind intellectual property theft. Never mind that this government foolishly has been allowing Chinese nationals and varying groups to buy up acres and acres and acres of farmland, ranch land. Interestingly, a lot of that land is near military installations. None of that. You think China would let us do that to them? They would not. And of course, then we have COVID on top of it. And we now know that, in fact, according to the Freedom of Information Act request by Judicial Watch, records now show that funding that went from the NIH, and that's Anthony Fauci, to the EcoHealth Alliance went for the type of research that led to COVID-19. In other words, your tax dollars helped fund some of this research. And they knew all along that this money was sent. But Anthony Fauci had denied it again and again and again. And they're playing word games and parsing words on the issue of, for example, funding gain-of-function research. Well, if you look at the report, it says everything but those words. In other words, they talk about transmission between animals and humans and manipulation of the spike proteins and so on and so forth. I know it gets technical. I read it the other day on the air. I won't bore you with those details again, but it's clear. Not one penny of tax dollars should ever have gone to China through the NIH, funneled through the EcoHealth Alliance into the Wuhan Virology Lab. You know, and the one person that has been called out on this the most is Anthony Fauci, because he allowed this grant to occur. Here's what he told Rand Paul, that the NIH has not funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab.
We have 11 labs doing it, and you have allowed it here. We have a committee to do it, but the committee has granted every exemption. You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing super viruses to be created with a 15% mortality. It's very dangerous. I think it was a huge mistake to share this with China.
But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
you say it. There was research. There was research done with Dr. Shi and Dr. Barrick. They have collaborated on gain-of-function research where they enhanced the SARS virus to infect human airway cells, and they did it by merging a new spike protein on it. That is gain-of-function. That was joint research between the Wuhan Institute and Dr. Barrick. You can't deny it.
Anyway, joining us now, good friend of the program, we have Gordon Chang is back with us. By the way, if you want to contact Gordon Chang, his Twitter handle is at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, and he likes to respond to people that write him. Sir, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Thank you so much, Sean. And what you're saying is so important.
All right. Explain to me, because they don't use the words gain of function. They don't. However, when they talk about interspecies transmission of the virus, when they talk about altering spike proteins in a coronavirus, isn't that what gain of function is by definition, or am I wrong?
You're certainly correct, Sean. What we learned in those documents that Judicial Watch obtained was that EcoHealth Alliance wrote up a grant proposal to actually manipulate coronaviruses to make them more dangerous, to create new variations of them. And they said that this was so that we could learn how they transmit. But this is clearly gain of function. This money went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was essentially a Chinese biological weapons program. And what makes this even worse, Sean, is that in 2014, the Obama administration prohibited federal funding of gain of function research on American soil because it was too dangerous. So what Fauci did was he outsourced this to the Chinese military.
By the way, dates are important here, Gordon. Excuse me for interrupting, because in 2012, Fauci said he supports gain of function research, even if it resulted in a worldwide pandemic. And this request by the EcoHealth Alliance and what they said they wanted the money for was in 2013 initially, correct?
Yes. I mean, this was completely indefensible. And there would not have been a COVID-19 outbreak and worldwide pandemic, I think, were it not for Fauci's funding of the Wuhan Institute of Virology on coronavirus gain-of-function research. Fauci says, well, no, it was different types of research that was done. But what China learned with Fauci's money, they used on SARS-CoV-2, the pathogen that causes COVID-19. So I think that it is 100% that clearly Fauci-funded experiments that led to the creation and the outbreak of COVID-19.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Fauci publicly buy into the wet market theory over the Wuhan virology lab theory for a while?
Correct. And it's even worse than that, because he worked actively to prevent any discussion of a lab leak. He used NIH money to get researchers to basically clam up on what their suspicions were. And their suspicions were that this came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They stopped talking about that when they got new funding from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which was Fauci's unit at NIH.
So, I mean, when you put this all together, is it a fair statement to say that the United States taxpayers in part funded the creation of COVID-19?
Yes, and I think that were it not for the U.S. funding, there would not have been a COVID-19 global pandemic. And that means more than 1,100,000 Americans would not have died from this disease.
Unbelievable. Now, I've been talking a lot about China trying to emerge as the world's lone superpower. First of all, do you agree with that statement or no?
Oh, clearly. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has been pushing the notion that China is the world's only legitimate state. In other words, he's not competing with us in the international system, as Joe Biden always says. What they're trying to do is to take down that system so that China is the sole ruler. And by the way, it's even more aggressive than that. He's not satisfied with ruling planet Earth, because since 2017, Chinese officials have publicly talked about how the moon and Mars should be considered sovereign Chinese territory.
Okay, so now I want to take it a step further. Now we've seen President Xi meeting with President Putin. They are number one and number two geopolitical foes. They also have aligned with Iran and the mullahs of Iran. And reports are out there that both China and Russia may help Iran with their nuclear programs development. Then they were able to peel off some of our allies, because when President Trump was in office, we had an alliance that I didn't think I'd see in my lifetime, which was the U.S., Israel, the Saudis, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, and the Emirates. And I never thought I'd see that alliance. But now China brokered a deal with Saudi Arabia and Iran. That is the biggest Sunni Shia split in the entire universe. And yet they brokered that deal. How they got that done, I don't know. And they're doing the same thing with Saudi Arabia and Syria. Now, why is this relevant? Why is this important? Well, ever since the Saudis have now aligned with China, all of a sudden OPEC, and the Saudis have the biggest say with OPEC nations, they have now decided to reduce production of oil by 1.3 million barrels of oil a day. Now, that guarantees, because America unilaterally disarmed and we're not producing energy domestically anymore, that now means that the world supply will decrease rather significantly, and that will raise the cost of a barrel of oil, which means that it will raise the cost of gasoline and any fuel product, heating, cooling homes for Americans, and also the cost of delivery of products, goods, and services to every store that we go to. And we're going to be looking at $4 or $5 a gallon gasoline again. Is that a fair analysis?
That's a fair analysis. I'm in California right now, and I'm seeing $6 a gallon gasoline. We have never seen such a rapid collapse of America's standing in the world, not even under the Carter years. And it's because Biden has, for reasons that we can only talk about, that Biden has been helping America's enemies like Iran, and it has been attacking and assaulting American friends like Saudi Arabia and Brazil and Morocco. And so, therefore, China and Russia are making fast advances around the world because of the Biden administration policies. We are stabbing ourselves, Sean. There is no other explanation of how China and Russia can make such quick progress.
Quick break, more with Gordon Chang, his Twitter handle at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. All right, we continue with Gordon Chang. By the way, don't forget his Twitter handle is at Gordon G. Chang. If you go on Twitter, he likes to answer people's questions if you have any. What is America's solution to this. I don't see one except for November 2024 and electing a strong American leader that China fears, that Russia fears, that Iran fears, that North Korea fears, one that will put the Saudis in their place, one that will bring America back to energy independence and energy dominance. I don't see that ever happening with Joe Biden. I don't even think Joe Biden knows today's Friday. That's what I think.
You're absolutely right about that. I'm sure that it's the people in the basement of the White House who are dictating things. Because although Joe Biden has been misguided on American foreign policy for a long time, I don't think that he would try to engineer a collapse of America's standing. And really what we have is two things.
I don't think he's orchestrating it. I'm not saying that. But I think that he's missing in action. And I think he's abdicated America's role as the leader of the free world and as America being the most dominant superpower in the world. And he's not lifting a finger to fix it. I mean, he's off looking at castles, and President Xi is creating new alliances every day.
100% agree with you, Sean. And clearly, we have to win in November 2024 if the America is going to stay sovereign. The other thing, though, is between now and then, the American people, led by you, are going to have to pressure the Biden administration to not continue with these policies. We can be successful if...
Gordon, I love you to death. I think you're a genius. Gordon... They're not going to listen to me, ever.
They don't want to listen to you, Sean, but I think, though, that the American people, when they're mobilized, will do something. I'll just give you a quick example. The Biden administration was never going to tell the American people about that Chinese spy balloon. The only reason why we know about it is because somebody in Montana looked up into the sky and said, yeah. What is that? So we pressured the Biden administration there. There have been a number of other examples where that has occurred, but we have got to make it politically unacceptable for the Biden administration to destroy America. And your voice is absolutely critical in doing that, because although I'm sure they don't like you in the White House basement, they certainly respect you, and you do command a following among the American people.
I wish I could do more. I could tell you the day and age. I started in radio making no money, and I started because I just loved it, and I cared about the country. And I'm only staying in it because I care about the country. I've never felt more afraid for my children and my grandchildren than I do now. And we've got to fix it. And it's got to be an all hands on deck moment. But anyway, Gordon Chang, if you want to get a hold of him, it's Gordon at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. And you respond to people when they text, when they tweet you, whatever.
I do, because this is the most critical moment in history. Certainly the most dangerous. And so we've got to have, as you say, all hands on deck. All hands on deck.
At Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Appreciate it, Gordon, as always. You're like the canary in the coal mine, warning everybody. Uh-oh, trouble's coming. I hope they listen. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll get to your calls coming up straight ahead. Quick break, right back. We'll continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You are listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show, and stay tuned. More memorable moments, interesting guests, and a lot of fun coming up next.
More of the best of the Sean Hannity Show coming up.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us. 800-941 Sean, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, want to look years younger? Want to see transformation of your face right before your eyes, looking your best? Well, you want to take advantage then of Chamonix and Genucel and their great Mother's Day sale. Now, nothing works like Genucel because it's a family recipe for over 20 years. It's always safe, it's cruelty-free, and natural. Linda, you've been using these products, what, for years now?
I really have, you know, and it started out with the Crystals Microdermabrasion, which I love, and you can use it all over your body. And then they have these amazing serums you can use on your face. There's literally nothing they make that I don't love.
All right, anyway, right now they have 70% off Genucel's most popular package. Go to genucel.com/Sean. You spell Sean, S-E-A-N. And this is just through Mother's Day. Their most popular package, it includes the Ultra Retinol and Dark Spot Corrector. That's genucel.com/Sean. You'll get a free complimentary spa essentials box, upgraded to priority shipping. genucel.com/Sean from our friends at Chamonix. Anyway, our friend from Florida, Congressman Matt Gaetz, had an interesting discussion on the issue of whether or not you can use the words mom and dad in the military. Listen.
And one of your slides is not to recognize people as moms and dads. Can you explain why we wouldn't use the word terrorist and mom and dad?
What I perceive is if we're misreading some of the aspects of the things we're trying to do as we move the Air Force forward, and then we look at how we build cohesive teams.
How do the terms mom and dad impair cohesive team building?
Every one of us grows up differently and has different experiences, different backgrounds, and we can't assume.
Do you know of people who feel excluded when others refer to their parents as mom or dad?
I don't.
Anyway, Matt Gaetz, congressman from the great state of Florida and the Panhandle. Sir, how are you? Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Sean. That was my colleague, Lisa McLean, asking about a slide that had been presented at the United States Air Force Academy. And that was part of the military's embrace of some of these diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. And they were telling cadets that terms like terrorist shouldn't be used. And even terms like mom and dad were disfavored. Now, I think there's a lot of really important work going on at the Air Force Academy. We love our Air Force. We love our airmen. But the person I was asking that question to, it was the top general in the entire United States Air Force, the chief of staff of the Air Force, General Brown. And I don't think it's helping us recruit new people to military service to say that if you're in an instruction period, you may be told that mom and dad are divisive terms. Those are not divisive terms.
Okay. Matt, I'm having a hard time. I've been doing this a long time, as you know. I've been in radio since 1987. You might not have been born then. What year were you born?
I was five. I was born in 82.
All right. So you were 5 years old when I started this crazy radio journey of mine. And I never thought I'd hear questions in Congress such as, can biological men bear a child? I never thought I would hear a cabinet official ask the question, how do you define a woman, and not be able to get an answer. I never thought we'd have a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms head leader not be able to identify or define what an assault weapon is. And now we can't even say mom or dad in the military. Are any of your colleagues in Washington aware that China has aligned with Russia, which is aligned with Iran, and that China brokered a deal with the Saudis and the Iranians, is doing the same thing with the Saudis and with the Syrians, and that the UAE is supporting Putin, and Egypt now is supporting Putin, and all of our allies are running away from us, and that wimp over there that's the president of France is now sided pretty much with President Xi and gave his seal of approval on taking over Taiwan. Are any of your colleagues thinking about this crap?
We do have colleagues who are focused on legislative reforms to root this nonsense out. The problem is, in the Biden administration, as you just laid out, we've got generals who'd rather yell at a balloon for 4 days asking it what its pronouns are before making the decision to shoot it down with collecting intelligence on the United States. And this specific embrace of radical gender ideology and radical race ideology really runs contrary to our views that everyone should be treated with respect and kindness, and people should be treated equally. But equal treatment isn't what they want. What they want is an obsessive focus on these things. And the service members in my district tell me they're tired of pronoun trading. They don't want implicit bias training. They want to get to the work of killing America's enemies, breaking their stuff, protecting our homeland, and expressing their patriotic service by loving our military. And when we see this hard turn left, we can't just gawk at it or be surprised by it. We have to defund it, deauthorize it, and ensure that we rip it up root and branch.
All right, let me ask you, before I get to the balloon issue that you brought up independently, because we have another balloon floating around the airspace of Hawaii. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it came from, but they do know it's not dangerous, which I find ridiculous. That statement itself is ridiculous. So not only did Joe Biden allow the communist Chinese to have their spy balloon the size of a bus fly over the airspace of Alaska, down the west coast of Florida, into Idaho, across over to Montana over our silo missile sites, and that's our ICBM missile sites, down to Missouri and Kansas, then up to Kentucky, and then off the coast of the Carolinas, and by the way, in every case, seemingly near a military installation. They finally shot it down. Then they used four, they missed on one occasion, $400,000 Sidewinder missiles to shoot out other objects from the sky, three unidentified flying objects. We believe one was a $120 balloon from a balloon club someplace, but we haven't got confirmation. But we haven't got confirmation on what those three items were, and now the U.S. military is telling us that they've determined that they are tracking another mysterious balloon, but it doesn't pose any threat to aerial traffic or national security, but they don't know what it is or who it belongs to. Does that make sense to you? Because it makes no sense to me.
Well, here's what we do know, Sean. The gating that our military was using to determine what signatures to track allowed for this 1950s, 1960s technology to penetrate our airspace. And then once we started looking beyond just a specific altitude or a specific airspeed, we found a whole lot of these types of unidentified aerial objects. We also know, as a matter of fact, that the Chinese have made investments in these technologies, and that's likely a consequence of them gathering intelligence that our gating meant that we didn't have eyes on. It's another example of the United States, I think, not seeing China for the true threat that they are. Biden wants to meet with Xi, wants to call Xi, wants to talk about how China is our friendly little workplace competitor, but they want to dominate us. And they're increasingly making inroads into South America, into the Caribbean, right on our doorstep. And that may give them launch capability for all kind of different surveillance on the east coast of the United States.
All right, let me ask you, apparently there was an incident in Tallahassee where a woman had to be arrested and charged for assaulting you this past Saturday evening. What the hell happened?
Yeah, Sean, this was actually in my district in Northwest Florida. A woman had come over from Tallahassee. She's a Tallahassee resident. And when I was just chatting with folks and enjoying time with my wife and friends and neighbors, she threw a drink and hit me and another person. And it's not the first time someone's thrown a drink on me. The last person who did it ended up spending 14 days in jail. So I'm grateful to the Walton County Sheriff's Office for making an arrest. We don't want disagreement politically to ever turn into violence. And in a lot of ways, that's because I even want my detractors protected. I don't want to live in a world where someone throws a drink at me and then maybe they get clubbed in the face or hit with a bottle. I just think we ought to not do that. And I'm very grateful that this situation was handled very promptly by law enforcement on Saturday.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Matt Gaetz on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, more with Congressman Matt Gaetz, the great free state of Florida. He represents the panhandle of Florida. All right, so Karine Jean-Pierre comes out today and says again, yet again, that she's not going to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy or the Republicans in Congress about the issue of the debt ceiling. This is an issue you and I have talked at length about privately and on the air. And so here we are. So from the get-go, Joe Biden said he would not negotiate with Congress. We do have co-equal branches of government. The power of the purse lies with Congress. So this is something that Congress has a say in. And so finally, they set up a date. I believe it's going to be May 9th. That'll be about exactly 100 days since the one time that Joe Biden met with Kevin McCarthy. That only leaves, by my count, 22 days whereby they could come to an agreement. Now, Republicans already passed a bill. You have a thin majority in the U.S. House of Representatives. At this point, I don't think Kevin McCarthy is going to be able to put together changes that every one of his caucus members would support. Am I wrong?
I think you've assessed that correctly. But the key point here is that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer are trying to create the conditions for default. If Democrats wanted to put an increase in the debt limit in that terrible omnibus, they could have. They could also have been negotiating over these last 100 days about their priorities and our priorities. But historically, the debt limit has always been an opportunity to assess our spending habits. Pretty good idea when you max out your credit card to assess your spending habits. And three quarters of the country want Joe Biden to actually engage in these negotiations with Kevin McCarthy. The fact that he hasn't shows that they are trying to engage in brinksmanship. Everything is going so bad for Joe Biden right now. They literally want this country to default so they have something to blame House Republicans for. But we are not going to allow them to put the blame on us. We are putting forward a variety of the ideas. And frankly, I think everyone should be negotiating right now.
Well, they should have been negotiating 100 days ago, Matt. And that's the point. The Joe Biden said publicly he wasn't going to negotiate. They're saying this now. Now, Janet Yellen came out and said as of June 1, which is less than a month from now, that we will have reached the maximum level of spending without having to default. Now, the issue is going to become, and it's going to be a mantra used by Democrats, and I would assume Republicans too, that the full faith and credit of the United States is on the line here. So now the question is, it's not even a game of chicken. The person that didn't come to the table was a guy by the name of Joe Biden, which was his responsibility. I know he needs his naps. I know he needs to sleep. By the way, did you see the mess that Biden was in the other day? Want me to play it for you?
Please.
Let me play Biden struggling. Listen to this.
And the cheer for Muslim, we cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I know him, and I zip mispronounce his name. Congressman Omar, where are you, Congressman Omar? There you go. God love you. I'm not supposed to get in trouble for saying this, but you look beautiful tonight. And Congresswoman Tlaib, where's the Congresswoman? There you are, okay, so do you. I don't know why you wanted the job, man. I appoint all those federal judges, but, you know, thank you for serving. I'm not kidding. You want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy, as my mother would say. You know, the quorum teaches that one of his highest signs is the creation of heavens and earth and the diversity of our languages and colors.
Now, this was a celebration. It's not corn. It would be called the Quran that Joey's trying to talk about here. Shut up, boy. Really?
Wow. I've heard better karaoke at nursing homes. This is what you get with the 80-year-old vintage of Joe Biden. Who's signing up for the 86-year-old vintage?
Oh my gosh. Look what's happening to the world. Look at China, Russia, look at Iran, look at our allies abandoning us. It's not if, it's when China takes Taiwan, and Joe's not going to lift a finger, is he?
Well, Joe Biden is not going to be around for a lot of the catastrophic consequences that his decisions now are leading to. And whether that's with the economy and this issue with the debt limit or the regulations that they're imposing to swallow up small business. Let's remember what Kevin McCarthy and Republicans are actually fighting Four, we are fighting to unleash American energy with the passage of H.R. 1. We're asking to pass legislation to slash a lot of these high-cost regulations on small business through the RAINS Act. And we'd like to put
All right.
a downward pressure on spending.
Last question. You didn't vote for this bill, but it was only, and I called you about it, and you said no, you didn't like that they added something at the last minute, and you want 24 hours to look at it before you'll sign it. So it was a process issue for you. You do support the bill that was passed by your colleagues.
I think there's a lot of substantive good that I do support in this. You know, I'm never thrilled about...
Okay, but the bottom line is, if you had the 24 hours, you would have voted for it, correct?
I think that had I had sufficient time, these all would have been ideas I could have supported in the right context. Yeah.
All right, Matt Gaetz, thank you. And the Panhandle of Florida, really wonderful people, a lot of military down there, awesome district. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
You are listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Don't forget, catch the Sean Hannity Show weekdays right here on this station. And stay tuned for more right after the latest news. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.